Readers and fans won't find earth-shattering details in Art Garfunkel's book, What is All But Luminous, Notes from an Underground Man. But in the year since its publication, the singer-songwriter and author, who turned 79 this month, does have some fresh insight on his life as one of the world's most famous duos and his longtime relationship with Paul Simon. NewsHour Weekend's Christopher Booker has more.
My old friend, I've come to talk with you again.
After so many years and so many shows and so many questions about his relationship with his on-again, off-again partner, Art Garfunkel has, in recent years, been working on securing his side of the story, whether in his 2017 book, What is All But Luminous, Notes from an Underground Man, or the occasional interview. Garfunkel is talking. I sat down with him just before his book was released in paperback.
I was very nervous coming here to do this interview. This is all very serious stuff. There's a lot of people out there. I want them to like me. In my opinion, I've been under the radar all my professional life. It's time to say, who is Art Garfunkel? When you're
weary. While seemingly not interested in the complete retelling of his life, Garfunkel is indeed offering notes that, when put together, can be considered part memoir and part diary.
When I was 5, I knew I could sing. I sang in the alleyway in our house in Queens. I sang wherever there was good reverb, tiled rooms, hallways, school. When the kids would finish school and leave, I would linger in the hallway to sing. And I discovered I had a nice voice, and I went very private with it. And when I found Paul Simon, 3 blocks away. At age 11, I found the same kind of turned-on New York kid working on getting better and better at something, the guitar. We were natural mates. We have warmer times and colder times. The fact that he's this Queens fellow who's so damn different from me, and that we made a togetherness, is a hell of a trick.
For those hoping for more about his at times tumultuous relationship with Simon, Garfunkel is not ready to go there, sticking instead to the content of this book.
And you yourself say, you know, if you're looking for the big, deep biography, that's not this book. That book is coming.
Yeah.
So is that book coming?
Yeah, I'll get to that. It was great joy to write this. It really suited me. I felt early in the game, I'm a writer. I can do this. So I'll do it again, and I'll go into Simon and Garfunkel more.
What Garfunkel is offering right now are broad contemplations about his life and how his work may be remembered. Big questions that, for Garfunkel, started to ring a bit louder in recent years as he struggled with the loss and recovery of his singing voice.
Well, when I couldn't sing, I began to sit at the round table in my place and started working on this thing. That became an alternate. So that's a big part of why I wrote it. I can't sing. I'm still creative.
And did it change the way you think of your own legacy?
Legacy. I've heard that word. They like that word a lot these days. I don't have a legacy. I don't know what that means. I have a wife and kids. I have a family. I know what that means. What is my legacy? The world and all of its glamorous stars is a hit parade. They come up and then they go down, except for J.S. Bach. He seems to stay up there. But I'm discouraged at how we love certain people and then it fades. I've heard kids say, Sinatra, who's Sinatra? They never heard that word. I take this very poorly. I want them to think Simon and Garfunkel were indelible. We did something that has value through the decades.
And do you really question if that's going to be the case with those records that you made back then?
Well, everything's here and gone. That's why I use the Sinatra example. You mean we forgot that name? It's kind of all here and gone.
But isn't that everything anyway?
And isn't it discouraging?
I don't know. I'm of two minds. On one hand, I feel that it is discouraging. On the other hand, I feel like it's freeing.
It's freeing.
Because why suffer? We're here to do our work, and if the tree falls in the woods, maybe someone's there to hear it.
We're here to do our work. Is the work worthwhile or worthless? Let's say it's worthwhile. Is it good? Is it very good? Is it extraordinary? Is it worth saving amongst civilization? Do we want to save it like we saved Beethoven? Is it really worthwhile? That's a key question, certainly when I'm recording.
I contend, though, that 100 years from now, people are still going to be listening to The Sounds of Silence.
Well, thank you. We'll see.
And whispered in the sound.
These questions are, of course, impossible to answer, but they are the questions that busy Garfunkel's mind.
And do you think the artistry that comes with singing, does that allow you to quiet these thoughts and feelings?
Yes, it does. It's another place. When you sing, as you're in the very first line of the song, you're in another place. It's peaceful. It's believing that something's worthwhile. Giving beauty to the line is a worthwhile activity. It's another place.
I have a photograph. Preserve your memories. They're all that's left you.